Vermont is the only state in the nation that has never sent a woman to the U.S. House or Senate. And 46% of Vermonters say that is not a problem. That's according to a VPR Vermont PBS poll that was released earlier this week. The poll surveyed about 600 registered voters in Vermont in early February. And here to help us break down the numbers is VPR's Emily Corwin. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Mitch.
So first of all, you know, most of the questions in this poll have to do with candidates' favorability ratings, support for specific policy proposals, things like that. How did this particular issue get into the poll?
So listeners may be familiar with Brave Little State. That is our podcast that sets out to answer listener questions. And we got so many questions about this issue of, you know, why Vermont has never sent a woman to D.C. and what's being done about that, that we decided we would throw it into the poll. Of course, you can't ask open-ended questions in a poll, and so we had to find a way to make it a multiple-choice question. And so we asked, you know, given that Vermont is the only state in the nation never to have sent a woman to Congress, is that a major problem, a minor problem, or not a problem?
And 46% then of Vermonters said it is not a problem that Vermont has never sent a woman to Congress. How do the numbers break down within that 46%?
Right. So that's nearly half. Of course, we should say 52% did say it is some kind of a problem. Most said it's a minor problem. If you want to go even deeper, women and younger people were all more likely to say that the lack of gender equity is a problem than their counterparts. But the margins there weren't huge, like 10%. The biggest predictor was political affiliation. Republicans were more than two times as likely to say it's not a problem than Democrats. If you look at income, it's interesting. Low and high income folks were more likely to say it is a problem than middle income folks.
That's quizzical. I mean, are these numbers surprising to you at all?
Okay, so the big number, the 46%. We all, you know, all the people in the newsroom when we got the poll back kind of stood around mouths agape when
really?
We first saw that. Because
wow.
I think we felt like it was saying that nearly half of Vermonters don't care whether women have access to leadership positions. When I talked to people, I found that was really not what was driving responses to the question. You know, I talked to Warren Coleman. He's a lobbyist, and I found him just in the halls of the State House. And he said, you know, it's not a problem for him.
When you say, is it a problem, I would say I'm not aware that there's a barrier that's making it a problem. I hope it happens.
So a lot of people told me they think Vermont women have a fair shot at a seat in Congress today and that they're actually quite likely to win next time there's a chance. So while Coleman says for that reason it's not a problem, respondent Beth Brody agreed but still responded it's a problem.
When you look historically at Vermont, as in the rest of the country, those leadership positions went to men. And men were more encouraged to do that. I think we're seeing a turn of the tide. So when I say it's a problem that we didn't face a long time ago and we should have.
And, you know, talking to folks, a lot brought up systemic bias, and many disagreed about whether that bias persists today or was simply a factor in the past.
Emily, I think what's really interesting here, too, is what you said before about the next time there's a chance. And we should note here that one of the issues must be Senator Patrick Leahy has been in office for, what, 45 years?
Mm-hmm.
The junior senator of Vermont, the junior senator Bernie Sanders, about 30 years.
That's right. And even Representative Welch has been there for more than 10. And we get into that a lot more in the Brave Little State episode, which is coming out today. Shameless little plug here. So look for that.
Oh, no shame in that at all, Emily. We love talking about Brave Little State. And thank you so much. So nice to have you here today.
Thanks, Mitch.